He was 30 years old, and how old was his mother? Maybe 50 or 55, over 50, right? In the ancient time, 50 years old woman, just like a 70 years old today, just like a 70 year old today. Because 2,000 years ago, you can imagine how is the lifespan of them. How is the lifespan? Maybe only 40 to 50, right? So 50 years old is very old already. And Jesus Christ was the oldest son of his mother. So by tradition, he has to take care of his mom. But at the age of 30, he left his mom. At that year, his mom needed his care, and yet he left his home. And he talked to his mom, maybe. Even Bible did not say very clearly and very detailed, but we just imagine. He will talk to his mom, say, "Mom, I have to leave home. I have to go out to preach the gospel." Then his mom did not reject, just say, "Okay, then where do you live? Where do you stay overnight?" And Jesus answered, I don't know, you know, because Jesus said, "Fox has a hole and bird has its nest, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay the pillow. Nowhere to lay for his head. Nowhere. So even no place for me to stay." And you can imagine his mom so sorrowful, right? His mom's heart just cut by knife. You can imagine. And 3 years, Jesus Christ just went to everywhere, every village, from this mountain to another mountain, from this seashore to another seashore. As he walked from dawn to dusk, from morning to evening. Very hard, yeah. Even nighttime, Jesus Christ had to pray for our sins. He's praying all the times for his disciples, for everybody, so suffer much, and he died on the cross for us. Yeah. So Apostle Paul said, by Jesus Christ's mercy, I plead to you, present your own body a living sacrifice. So when we receive the salvation, then we have to live in God, when we have to live in holiness. That's the chapter 2 idea. So we turn to Leviticus chapter 2. We don't have time to read from verse 1 to the last verse. We just go to the slide. If you have time, you can review the Bible in chapter 2. 24, slide number 24. Introduction to grain offering. Burnt offering tells us Christ is our redemption and our life. This offering teaches us how to live a holy life, which means grain offering. Christ is our sanctification. God wants us to experience what Christ has experienced for us. Then there are slide 25. We just compare burnt offering and grain offering. Both offerings require the highest quality offering to be sacrificed. The grain offering was like the burnt offerings, an offering by fire, made by fire, so through the different trials like Jesus Christ. Okay. The grain offering and the burnt offering produced a sweet aroma to the Lord. This is a close correspondence between the burnt offerings and the grain offerings because the two offerings are often carried out together. So the Bible says, 同献的素祭, all together with the burnt offerings. The grain offerings cannot sacrifice alone, cannot offer alone. Remember,
the grain offerings cannot be offered alone. Okay, so they have to offer it with burnt offerings. Because without Jesus Christ's sacrifice for us, shed blood for us, then we cannot enjoy holiness. We can live in holiness. That's why the grain offerings have to be offered along with a burnt offering. The next slide, 26. Uniqueness of the grain offering. The grain offering is distinguished from the burnt offering by one which is being offered up to God. Because the grain offerings offered without blood, because grain, like a farmer product, so would be no blood. The grain offerings differed from the burnt offerings in what the latter was blood sacrifice, while the former was not. So grain offerings was not blood offerings. Nothing to do with the blood, but same, they have to go through fire, they're made by fire, and also it's a sweet aroma. The grain offerings was not a whole burnt offerings, but only a portion of it was burnt on the altar, while the rest was eaten by the priests. So the grain offerings, just a portion, but by the small portion, when the worshiper bring their offerings to the priest, and priest just take a small portion to offer, not everything, small portion. And small portion can please God. And also, the priest will share the rest. And the worshippers did not share anything. So we can see grain offerings, the worshipper in burnt offerings, priest has nothing, and worshipper has nothing. But in grain offerings, worshipper has nothing, but the priest can share the rest of them. Then the three kinds of grain offerings, fine flour, an unleavened cake, green beaten heads of grain. So this first fruit of wheat is the first fruit. So three kinds, the fine flour, then unleavened cake. Unleavened cake is, go through some process, like artificial process. Okay. And the third one is a green beaten heads of grain. This is the first fruit. Then the next slide, 28. Do and do not, okay. They have to put oil and frankincense and salt. When they offer the grain offerings, they have to add oil and frankincense and salt, three items. Then do not put a leaven, do not put a honey, that do not. So prescribe the God's prescriptions including oil, frankincense, and salt. And do not put a leaven or honey. Okay, now the next slide. How to offer? You only need a handful of flour. Only a handful, not a whole thing. They made it by fire, and it was a sweet aroma to the Lord and a memorial. The priest shared the rest of offerings. The priest must eat in the holy place because it is the most holy. So there are only two offerings are most holy. The first one is grain offerings. Then the second one is the sin offerings. So remember, there are only two offerings considered the most holy. The first one is grain offerings. The second one is sin offerings, not burnt offerings. Okay. You got? At least you don't understand when about you should put it in your notes. Yeah. And we will explain later. Yeah. Okay, then the spiritual teachings. Let's go back to the Bible, chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 1. When anyone offers a grain offering to the Lord, his offerings shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil on it and put frankincense on it. Okay. So this is the first one. Of course, have to put a salt, right? Any kind, any way, any process, have to put a salt. So we look the fine flowers. How to make fine flowers? Then the process. We have to study the process. The process, we have to grind. The first process maybe is very low, still low, like oatmeal. You know, like oatmeal, very low. But second process may be fine. Then the third process, the seventh process, then fifth time process. Then until you become fine, become a small particle. And you know, the wheat, the corner becomes small particle, just like a dust, yeah. So which means need a many process, right? So we can imagine Jesus Christ when he was born to this earth, and then he went through many processes. He went through many trials, So you can imagine, because he was persecuted by Pharisees, by priest, high priest, and by scribe, by the Gentiles. We cannot imagine. So in the same way, we have to went through, and we have to go through many different trials, like Jesus Christ. Yeah. And then until meet the requirement from the Lord. In human being respect, perspective, no parents will put a different trials on his own children. When we have difficulties, our parents will carry our burdens for us, will carry our difficulties for us. Even some parents will do homework for you, right? Even do homework for you, like a science contest. If you cannot finish, then your parents will do for you. How many of you, your parents ever did homework for you? Raise your hand. Okay. Yeah, my wife sometimes did homework for my daughter. Yeah. Same. Because love. But sometimes God will give us trials. You know, in 1 year, my daughter graduated from college, and because she lived in outside the campus. And before September, the last year of the September, she had to sign the contract, the lease agreement. And it's 1 year, right? So actually, she graduated in May. So still June, July, August, 3 months empty. He graduated in May. So she has to release, you know, and lease out, re-rent, just like a second owner, so this out. And her classmates do the same, and all her classmates went out already, and she didn't, you know, she didn't. So she called me, that day I prayed to God, but when the Gentiles, non-believers, they went out already, and I'm the children of God, I didn't. In my heart, right? In my heart, I'm so joyful. Of course, I did not tell her I'm so happy about this, right? Because I, as a parent, as a father, I cannot give her any trials, right? Only God can give her trials. So I think this is a good time for her to learn some lessons from God. That God will give her a lesson, and I cannot. So when God gives us lesson, we have to take it. We just learn, just pray to God, then we can learn. Right? So Jesus Christ went through many different trials. So we can imagine the wheat and then become fine flowers must went through many processes, different kind of processes. Okay. Let's turn to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 28. Chapter 28. Verse 16. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily. So we can see this stone can serve as a cornerstone and a foundation stone, but it is tried went through many different trials. So a tried stone. So Jesus Christ experienced all the difficulties for us already. Experienced all different kind of hardship, all different kind challenges for us. You know, like a pioneer, they climb up to the mountain, and nobody climbed up that mountain before. Then all the Lord, the pioneer have to sit up, right? Have to cut the thorns and cut the wood, cut the trees, and then open a way for the followers. Then he also set up the signs, right? It's dangerous here, watch out. Go this way, go that way. Here some snake around here, even tiger, bear around here, they might appear, present here. So just watch out. So he will set some guideline for followers. So in the same way, because Jesus Christ went through all the trade, went through all the difficulties for us. So he knew which area is a safe area, which area is a dangerous area. He knew. So we just follow his manual. Just follow the manual. Then we are safe. If we won't follow the manual, then we might in danger. We put ourselves in danger. So Jesus Christ, suffered many trials. Then let's turn to Luke 22. Luke chapter 22, verse 28. 22 and 28. But you are those who have continued with me in my trials. So his followers, his disciples, always with him in his trials. So today, we have to share Jesus' trials, Jesus' sufferings, with a fellowship. So the Bible tells us, have a fellowship with Jesus' trials. Then we go back. Chapter 2 in Leviticus. And he shall pour oil on it and pour frankincense on it. So oil represents the Holy Spirit. So put oil, so we have to walk in the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness and faced the temptation. So it turned out Jesus Christ overcome the temptation. He has overcome the temptation because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. So in the same way, when we offer the flowers, we have to put oil, we have to live in the Holy Spirit. How to be holy? How to be holy? How to separate us from others, like Joseph, in the Genesis, Joseph. Joseph is different from others. Many sisters share her story. how all brothers, same, brothers share their story. How the brothers pick up the sisters as a wife, because they consider sisters just so different. The sister is so different, or the brother is so different. Of course, not different in the outer appearance. It's different in the spiritual character. So how can be attractive, how become attractive to someone? Then we have to shape our spiritual character. So we have to be different. So if you grow up, of course you will meet brother or sisters. But finally, when you reach the point, you have to decide which one will be your spouse, will be your soulmate. Then you will pick up, right? So then you look, right? Oh, sister, brother, right? Then how to decide? Well, this is very important. Decide, because one must be very different from others. Then you love him or you love her. That's a key point. So how to be different? Like Joseph, he is different. That's why his father blessed him double portions. Okay. And also set up him like a firstborn, because double portion. And Joseph is different. Why be different? Because when his brothers did something wrong, and he just report his brother's bad behavior to his father. So he won't join them. He separate himself, be holy. So this society, many ideas, many theories, many thinkings will creep into our mind, and will change our mentality, will change our attitude, will change our value system. Because like Satan just hide behind the woman, and they try to vomit saliva, and saliva just like a river, and let a human being feel so good, because like a summertime, if you splash the water or dip into the water, you feel so nice, right? Feel comfortable because the temperature is so hot. So they vomit the saliva just like a river and want to wipe out the woman. So the worldly thinkings, the worldly value systems just try to whip us out. Let's turn to Revelations. Chapter 12, verse 15. Chapter 12 and 15. Xiang, would you read? Xiang, read up here. Revelation, chapter 12, verse 15. Okay, so spilled water out of his mouth like a flood water, and just try to carry away the woman, so carry away us, carry away the daughter of the children, the children of God. So be careful, right? That's why we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit and stand firm and stand tall that we are Christian soldiers again. It's not a joke. Serious. We are Christian soldiers. Yeah. Especially in the last days. Yeah, in the last days. The Bible tells us the last days, the dangers will come. How dangerous? very dangerous, because people just ignore God. The government take God away from school, away from office, away from our mind. So the school won't teach the creation again. If you preach the creation in a school, then you might have trouble. If you're against same-sex marriage in the public, you might have trouble. This is society. So it's very dangerous. Okay, then we go back. Chapter 2 in Leviticus. So we have to pursue the furnace of the Holy Spirit and follow the Holy Spirit. Follow the Holy Spirit. Even many brothers and sisters have the Holy Spirit, but if we want to follow the Holy Spirit guidance, then we just keep our old self same. That's why you can see some brothers and sisters never change. Before and after they receive the Holy Spirit, then same. What's the difference? No difference. Bad temper, and evil thoughts, and unholy, same. So we have to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will tell us, will reveal us in our heart, then we have to follow. And also, the verse 1 in chapter 2, put the frankincense on it. The frankincense is a when we cut a tree, the oak tree, we cut the oak tree, then the semi-solid, the resin will flow out. Then everything dried up will become totally solid. The solid one. Then they bring the solid material to the temple and to burn. Then after they burn, then they smell the nut smell, the sweet aroma will emit, will spread out. So we can see. We have to sacrifice ourselves, then we can emit the frankincense, emit sweet aroma. Then you will be welcome. You can find the favor of God and also men. Okay. Let's turn to First Samuel, chapter 1. First Samuel, chapter two, verse 26. First Samuel, chapter 2, verse 26. And the child Samuel grew in the stature and in favor both with the Lord and man, see, in a favor both with the Lord and man. So when we sacrifice ourselves, when we serve people, and of course the people will like us because we lower ourselves to serve others. So in this society, it's a comparative society, comparative. Everybody just compete each other, contest, right? Like a beauty contest, then they have to compete each other, see who is the most beautiful. Then everybody try to compete, then become a top 10 in the class, right? Even top 1 in the class. Everybody compete with the position, compete the position, the manager, and manager position, compete. But it's competition. Biblical? Did the society just talk about competition? Because the society encourages everybody to compete each other. That's why the society can move on. That's why the technology will be advanced. Because the people, you can see Apple Computer and Microsoft, they compete each other. GoStar and Apple computer, they compete each other. Pharmacist, same. They compete each other to see who can win the Nobel Prize. Right? They compete each other. And it turned out bring the fight, bring the jealousy. So how the Bible tells us? Bible never teach us compete with each other. Right? Bible tells us we have to serve the people, serve, not a competition. So especially in our church community, not a competition. Even the family, not a competition, that serve for each other. And some of you might ask, without competition, how can we gain the job? Right? How can we gain the job? How can we get a job? Without competition, of course, you have to do your best. Right? You got to do your best. When you do your best and what time is due, then God will install you. You don't have to compete with somebody. When you humble yourself and you do by yourself, you do your best and be humble, then in the due time, God will put you up. Okay? Let's turn to 1 Peter, so this is a very important concept. When you graduate from college and enter the career market. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. First Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Read all together. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay. So the Bible promised us, God promised us, we just do our best, then be humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and He may exalt us in the due time, in due time. Okay. So sometimes we have to wait. We have to wait even if you are so talented, you are so confident, capable, but we have to wait until the due time. Just do our best and also humble ourselves. So we should not compete with others. We don't have to, just do our job, right? When you are a student, you just do your job. If you work already, do your job, then in the due time, you don't have to expect one day you will promote to be manager. You don't have to expect. Yeah. God will exalt you in the high position. God will promote you. Then we go back. Leviticus chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 2. He shall bring it to Aaron's son, the priest, one of whom shall take from it his handful of fine flowers and oil with the frankincense, and the priest shall burn it as a memorial on the altar, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. But three, the rest of the grain offerings shall be Aaron's and his sons. So we can see that the priest can share the rest. It is the most holy of the offerings to the Lord made by fire. So we can see God is a merciful God. He only needs a small portion, not a whole portion, small portion. So even the small portion can please God. So God is a merciful God. We only do it with our heart, even small step. Small step, then God will bless us. Only small step. Only go the extra miles. You know, sometimes God, you know, requires just go extra miles. Of course,
the basic is 1 mile, right? You know, sometimes will force you to walk 1 mile. But if you go the extra miles, then God will give us special credit, extra credit. There is a sister who is RE teacher. And of course, when you are RE teacher, then it's your job is on Saturday, then you have to teach RE students. So if you are on classroom on time, right? If you are in the classroom on time, and then prepare the material, the teaching material, then be diligent or be a good teacher, then all people will say you are a good teacher, right? Because you arrive in the classroom on time, then you prepare very well prepared, then you are a good teacher, right? But this sister just go the extra miles. How did she go the extra miles? From Monday through Thursday, she spent 1 hour from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. She teaches the RE students through the Skype, from Monday through Thursday. Every week, nobody required her to do that, but she herself do it. He did it. So she go extra miles, then God bless her. Yeah. We can see. So in the same way, we just do the step out, a small step, just go small step, then God will please. We can please God. So this is out of God's mercy. During the SLC, I always encourage the students pray louder, then they will receive the Holy Spirit. And some students just pray very soft, very softly. They didn't show their desire. So this is encouragement for those who have not received the Holy Spirit yet. We have to pray louder, to show our determinations, to show our heart. Of course, sometimes louder doesn't mean anything, but just show our determinations. Okay. So when we do a little bit more, then God will take it. God will watch it. Yeah. God will praise us, will give us more and extra credit. And the next group from verse 4, they put some process. The cake, bagasse, unleavened, should not put leaven, and should not put honey. Do you know the function of leaven, the function of yeast? The yeast, when we put the yeast into the dough, just make dough rise, right? Make dough rise and become bigger and bigger. So when your mom bake the cake, right? And then the cake will become bigger, fluffy, then very tasty. And especially put honey, right? So tasty, so nice, so sweet. And how about without yeast and without honey, then if two types. One is with honey and with yeast, and the other one without yeast and without honey. So which one you want to pick up? You want to pick? You want to take? Changcheng, which one you want to take? With honey or without honey? Without? No, don't talk about Bible teaching in real life. Don't be spiritual. Of course, real life, right? You need to pick up the honey, right? Sweet.
and also fluffy. Look nice. When you go to bakery shop store, then you buy the cake. Of course, you want to buy fluffy. Look nice and tasty and sweet. But the Bible says no yeast, and no honey. Because yeast that make puffy, will make puff up. In this society, everybody just try to boast, B-O-A-S-T, boast, puff up. Pop up the resume. I told you the story already, And you know, there's a brother who in charge of recruit a new employee. So he just put a post, and it turned out so many applicants sent the resume, and he just review. And he set up an interview. He interviewed some of them, and one of them, he answered very good, very well. So he decided to pick up this employee. So the new employee came to the company report. So the company just hired him. And at the first, the company will assign him small portion of the project. Even small project, he could not finish it. He could not finish the small project. So our brother just asked him, say, hey, how come you cannot finish it? You know, you have much knowledge about this field. That's why we hire you. But he said, I'm sorry, the interview is not me. It's my friend. My friend answer your questions, not me. So see, in this society, everybody just cheating, right? Even actually, they only have a 1 year experience, but in the resume, they might put a 3 years experience, or they might put a 5 years experience. You know, when I run my own business, one of my friends want me to put a resume, my name resume, put my company on his resume. He said he ever worked for my company for 5 years. Actually, he didn't show up in my company, but he requested, can you put Mr. So-and-so work for your company for 5 years? I said, no, I cannot do it. For 5 years, it's cheating. So this society just teach us how to puff up. But how did the Bible say? How does the Bible teach us? Let's turn to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 13, verse 4. 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 4. So this is talk about love we all know already. Then verse 4. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. So love does not parade itself. Of course, if you really have something, you should not parade it, right? Parade. You know what's mean parade? Parade like a Christmas or Thanksgiving Day. Like Philadelphia, they have a great parade. And then you can see celebrities, their famous person sit on the car, then to wave everybody. Hi, hello, Linsanity, even Linsanity sit on the car, then wave everybody. Hi, hello. Or Lady Gaga, sit on the car. Hi, right? So try to parade themselves, try to make known to everybody. How the Bible says, do not parade yourself. Even you have something, even you have PhD degrees, do not parade yourself. Say nothing, just keep low profile like Jesus Christ. And if you have nothing, don't worry. You don't have to puff up. You don't have to. Just be yourself, right? Be yourself. This is love, the content of love. Okay. So go back chapter 2 in Leviticus. Verse honey, we talk about honey. Do not put honey, your dad might call your mom honey, right? Or your mom call your dad honey. Honey, which means sweet, which means comfortable. When you've been called honey, then you feel comfortable, right? Like if your mom be called honey by your father, then your mom should be, hey, feel nice, you know? Yeah, he called me honey. Right? Or if brother call sister honey, then sister will, you know, pass out. Because too sweet. So honey means comfortable. So Bible does not encourage us to live in comfortable life. In comfortable life. Because we have to go through suffering. Then if we live in comfortable life, it's opposite to Jesus Christ's lifestyle. It's a different direction. Comfortable life. Now, comfortable life will lead us into laziness. If we have a sofa, it's so comfortable, right? You lie down, you know, lie down there, or you lie down in different position, right? And then your life will become like that. When I was in army, in the military, we sit the bench, without a support. Then we only have can sit one third, not four, one third, and straight, right? Yeah. Then they're training our spirit, a suffer spirit. If we cannot suffer this one, how can we suffer in the really battlefield? When we fight with enemy, right? How can we suffer? How can we cope with that kind of life? So if we live in comfortable life, our faith will backslide because your life is so comfortable, right? Even each other receive service, receive be served from others, from other brothers and sisters. You never serve others. So don't put honey. And if your family are so wealthy, and be self-control, I'm serious, self-control, you know. Do not parade. If in Brazil, if you are a rich person, then be careful, you know, someday you might lose your life because it's so dangerous there. So always if some people are so wealthy, they just drive second-hand car, or they just intended to muddy their car, you know, because they want people to see they are so wealthy. Yeah. Okay, then verse 12. As for the offerings of the first fruit, you shall offer them to the Lord, but they should not be burnt on the altar of the sweet aroma. And every offering of your grain offerings, you shall season with salt. You shall not allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking from your grain offerings. With all your offerings, you shall offer salt. Okay. So here mentioned the covenant and salt. So salt has something to do with covenant. Covenant means agreement. The salt, which means never change. If you put a salt in the food, then the food most likely won't change the flavor, right? Won't change the taste. So put a salt, never change. So God never change. God's love never change. So God's promise to Israel people never change. Even till today, right? Actually, God still watch over his promised people, Israel. Of course, today we become spiritual Israel people. So God will watch over us as well. And Jesus Christ never changed his commitment. Let's turn to Luke. This is very important verses. Luke chapter 14. Luke 13, chapter 32. Luke 13 and 32. Chapter 13, verse 32. And he said to them, "Go tell the fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform curses today, perform cures today, and tomorrow, and the third day, I shall be perfected." Yeah. And 33, nevertheless, I must journey today, tomorrow, and the day follow. For it cannot be that a prophet should perish outside of Jerusalem. So Jesus said, today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, I have to go to the Jerusalem to suffer, right? To be nailed on the cross. Today, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow. If today, if you say today, I will go there, right? And then you might change your mind tomorrow. Even tomorrow, you still keep your promise, but the day after tomorrow, it might change. You know? How many times in the first day of the new year, we say, I want to read the Bible every day, right? And maybe you just keep your promise, your commitment for 2 weeks or for 1 month. Then after the second month, then give up. You know? I cannot make the pace. I cannot keep the schedule. So I just gave up. Actually, only 20% of people, only 20% of people can keep their promise. 20%. The 80% after 2 weeks or after 1 month, then just forget, then just give up. But Jesus Christ is different. Jesus Christ said, today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow will be the same. Okay. So his determination never changed. His commitment never changed. The same, you know, sometimes you will be tasked by God, by the Holy Spirit here when you pray, right? And many of you were touched by God's love. Even during the Holy Communion, some of you shed tears, but you change. You know, after a couple of days, after you go home, go back to school, just right after NYTS, then just unrestrained. Some of you just go to ungodly life, go to see movie. Right? It's not right. We have to keep a promise. What is your commitment here? Right? Just keep it. Jesus Christ never changed. So I put a sword. Okay, we turn back. Leviticus. Now we move to chapter 3. Chapter 3. We are behind the schedule. So chapter 3, peace offering. Okay. Then we look at the slide. We just go over once. Okay. Slide 34. The purpose of a peace offering. To thank God through offering, to be peace with God through Jesus, because he is our peace. So the peace offering, because Jesus Christ is our peace. Then to be happy with other people, to express love to God. Then study 35, uniqueness of the peace offerings. I think you can read this one, okay? Then 36, three motives of offerings. The first one is being for thanksgiving offering. The second for vow offering. The third for volunteer offerings. Okay, let me explain a little bit. For thanksgiving, because you receive God's grace. You receive God's grace, you got an A or you got a job, right? Then it's, I want the first month of my income, I want to offer tithe, because the first month, right? God gave me the job. So this out of your thanksgiving, right? And the second type, the vow, God, if you give me a job, then I want to offer the first month's salary to you. The first month, whatever I make on the first month, I want to offer not just tithe, all my salary to you. You make a vow, right? If God do this for me, then I will do such things for you. So this is vow. Of course, today, we will encourage you to vow like this way. But this is the ancient time, this is the Old Testament. Okay. Then the third, for voluntary offerings. So this is good. Even I did not receive anything from God, but I just want to show my gratitude, show my thankfulness. Right? Even I did not receive anything from God, even nothing, even I'm so poor right now, even I am still jobless, no job, still under unemployment, but same, I just show my thankfulness. God, thank you so much. I still have body, I still have health, right? Still have health. I still can move, I still can work. I'm waiting for your timing. So we should pursue after this attitude, the number three. Right? The number one, of course, you receive something, some material from God. Then number two, we won't encourage at all. Right? Then number three, it's good. That's why we have to pursue this type, this attitude. So tomorrow, we'll continue on 37, okay. And I just remind you, did you put the summarize on your chart, on your table, right? Grain offerings, okay. Let's pray in silence.